Welcome to Zimmerman Podcast, episode 119. Today is week 7 in our brand new series, The Path Back to You. If you're new to this series, we are taking 1 year to discover how to become who we're meant to be. Each month, we dive into a new topic, and this month's topic is embracing darkness and unpacking grief. Today, we're talking about finding the unexpected gifts in trauma. Let's get started and take this next step on the path back to you. All right, you ready? Let's do it. I'm Jessica Zimmerman, and this is Zimmerman Podcast. I'm a serial entrepreneur, mom to 3, and professional oversharer who has spent a decade building my business and helping others do the same. From wedding floral design to business education, features in Martha Stewart Weddings and Forbes magazine, and even writing and publishing my best-selling memoir, Sleeping with a Stranger, my business has kept growing, evolving, and changing year after year, just like me. Because the best thing about building a strong business is the freedom it gives me to live a full life. And that's what Zimmerman Podcast is all about, sharing real, transparent, in-the-moment reflections about how to live a life, build a business, and lead a family through the good, the hard, and the messy. That's what we're doing each week, right here on Zimmerman Podcast. Welcome to the show. I remember when Brian and I moved to Nashville after our year of traveling the country in an Airstream, and I was convinced that putting down new roots in a new city would be the final step in our healing journey, both individually and together. I thought Brian would finally be able to meet new friends, get excited about getting a job. We could go on dates to places we've never been before and enjoy the culture of a big city. There was nothing I wouldn't do to help us move forward. I just didn't realize at the time that the one thing I couldn't do was move Brian forward with me. And I tried. Each time we had a conversation where I was ramping us up to move forward, it felt like the two of us were sitting in a car, and I had my foot pedaled to the metal on the gas, and Brian not only had his foot on the brake, but he had the car in reverse. He didn't just want to stand still. He wanted to go backward. I've got my eyes on the road ahead, and he's looking out the rearview mirror, and we're stuck. Brian's regret was keeping his eyes fixed on the past. And regret is totally unproductive. Focusing on what you wish had happened differently has no power to keep it from happening again. The best way to move forward with clarity is to re-examine those memories and events in your life that have brought you grief. Not so you can wallow in what you wish had happened differently, but so you can learn what has made you who you are. Only then can you grow into something more. So what does it look like to honor our trauma and use it to move forward with wisdom and clarity? Let's talk about it. First things first, when we go to examine trauma in our own lives, it's essential to point out that comparative trauma does no one any good. We can all agree that some people have survived more traumatic events and situations than others. I was in a car accident that killed my sister when she was 8, but I didn't have to survive the Holocaust. Telling myself that I need to get over my trauma because I don't have it as bad as someone else does no one any good. A person very dear to me once said, "The worst thing to ever happen to someone is the worst thing to ever happen to someone." And I felt that. How many of us have shared the earth-shattering loss of a friendship, a job, even a pregnancy, only to be told, well, at least you fill in the blank? I'm sure you could. When I say you need to examine your own history of trauma in order to move forward into who you were meant to be, that means uncovering the events that were traumatic to you. It could be as seemingly insignificant as getting lost in Walmart. We don't get to decide why these things stick with us, but we owe it to ourselves to figure out why. For example, When I first moved back to Conway after separating from Brian, I was alone for the first time in my adult life. I was the head of our household, me and the kids flying solo. Having already examined the trauma of losing my sister and growing up with parents who, while taking care of my every physical need, taking me to every activity I could want, and giving me all assurances that I was loved, were so deep in their own loss and trauma that I often felt emotionally alone and misunderstood. I knew abandonment was a recurring trauma for me. That's why when I opened Instagram a few days after my return to Conway, something seemingly silly and unimportant re-traumatized me in a big way. I saw a post of a group of college friends, a group that I thought I was a part of, gathering for a friend's baby shower. They were all about 20 minutes from my house. Some had driven hours to be there. We'd all been at each other's big milestones, bridal showers, weddings, baby showers, reunions, and I hadn't gotten an invite. This feeling of abandonment, of not being chosen, it took me out. I was in the midst of a little self-pride. I'd done something hard, separated from Brian, and I was surviving on my own. I was grateful to be in a space with new energy. I was beginning to feel some self-love again. And just as I felt like I was getting it, this unexpected post on Instagram felt like the universe asking me if I was really committed to learning the lesson. Because my first feelings were of betrayal, abandonment, pain, loneliness. Why was I left out? Don't they know that I'm going through this transition? Isn't this the time to reach out and include someone more than ever? And then I put my phone down and I asked myself, Jessica, if you had been invited to this, would you have wanted to go? Are you in a place right now where you can be around a bunch of people? Are you in a place where you can answer questions about you and Brian? Are you in a place where you want to socialize and answer all of these questions? No, I wasn't. I took it a step further and asked myself, is it possible that even though you have great memories with these people and you have a lot of love for them, is it possible that that was a chapter in your life that you're meant to move on from? Is it possible that you yourself would have never made the decision to move on from this group? So God made that decision for you? Is it possible for you to look at this from the perspective of, thank you, God, for showing me so clearly where my energy is best spent right now? Thank you, God, for not putting me in a position where I have to make a decision to say yes or no to an invitation. Thank you for just making that decision for me. I realized that just because these beautiful friends had been my partners in life so far didn't mean that they were the people I needed to walk with into a new season. I realized that had I been invited to the shower, I would have probably in some way declined. When you feel like you're losing your mind, I'm here to help you restore your soul. A few years ago, I woke up and felt like everything in my life was a lie. I didn't recognize myself or any of the people around me. For the first time in my life, I questioned everything I had ever been taught or told. I didn't know what was true anymore, and I felt like everything I knew was slipping away from me. I went through a complete dark night of the soul. Until I was forced by something much more powerful than me and my fears, to stop running from myself and start facing the truth. That the pain in my life wasn't coming from the world around me, but from the pain inside me. I remember thinking, what if the cause of your pain and the cure for your pain is the same? You. That's what my program, The Path Back to You, is all about. Not starting over, but starting again. On a path that will return you to yourself, a path that will heal and refine you, a path that will break you and make you whole. When searching for answers to what felt like an all at once, completely sudden, never-ending list of questions with no answers, All I found was the advice, just sit with yourself and heal. All the answers are inside of you. And I remember thinking, gee, thanks. That's helpful. I know I need to heal, and I'm willing and ready to do the work to do that, but how? Where do I begin? Well, it took some time, but after years of therapy, researching on my own, trial and error, mess ups and setbacks, I found my way back home, back to myself. In The Path Back to You, I share with you my own personal story of struggle and trauma as a sacred offering. My hope is that through my story, you can better see yourself. I share with you my darkest moments and the steps I took to find my light, the light I had dimmed for most of my life. Throughout all the heartache I've endured, I've finally found peace, and I want to share my roadmap with you. If any of this resonates with you, trust that this episode found you for a reason. Trust the divine intervention. Those brave enough to have embarked on a healing journey know how incredibly lonely and painful it is. I remember feeling completely isolated, like I didn't even belong in this world anymore. It was scary as hell. But I want you to know you are not alone. While I fully believe healing is a solo journey, I think it's totally okay to have a roadmap and a pathfinder who has gone before you to guide you as you return home to you. Join me on the path back to you. Click the link in the show notes or go to jessicazimmerman.com to learn more. And just for you, podcast listeners can get 15% off with code PATH15. That's PATH15. All of this happened in the span of a few minutes. Learning what are triggers and traumas for me, noticing when I felt re-traumatized, helped me to see this situation for what it was, feel the grief in the moment, and then trust that everything was happening for me, not to me. I knew then that I'd learned this lesson. I knew that it did not mean these people didn't love me. It didn't mean I didn't love them. And it didn't mean that the time we spent together wasn't beautiful and filled with love and filled with beautiful memories. It just meant that I was growing and I was moving in a different direction. And I was able to look at this with such gratitude to where when I looked at the photo again, I was grateful for each of those people. And I was grateful that I was exactly where I was. It wasn't rejection. It was redirection. Once I examined myself and uncovered the truth, I was able to put my phone down and smile. And for the record, none of this would have happened if I had told myself, this is a stupid thing to be sad about. People have it way worse than feeling left out. Get over it. Trust what hurts. Grieve deeply so you don't regret. Even trauma can be transformed into growth when you honor it with your attention. If you are grieving the loss of something, whether it's a death, a job loss, a breakup in any form, the death of a dream even, that grief and that sadness shows you how much you loved that person or how much joy a situation brought you. And for that, we can only have gratitude. I believe our capacity for grief mirrors our capacity for love. So let grief crack you open and show you your fullest self, the good, the bad, the ugly, and let it guide you to the path back to you. Because once you realize that the path you've been on needs to change direction in order for you to become the person you were meant to be, there's one big thing you need to grieve: losing the life you thought you'd live. If you want to know more about finding gifts in unexpected trauma, and specifically what that's looked like in my life in the past few years, I encourage you to join The Path Back to You. In the coursework, I share my own personal story of embracing the darkness, moving from theory to reality as I share the nitty-gritty details of my own life. I also share a workbook to go alongside each chapter in the course, which gives you tools like meditations, prompts, playlists, and more to help you engage with the course content throughout your week. Whenever you stumble across this, trust that you are ready to do the work and I'll walk alongside you as you do in the path back to you. Go to jessicazimmerman.com to enroll now. Thank you so much for joining me today as we journey together on this path back to you. I hope what you heard resonated with you and you can take it with you into your week. If you're looking for more resources, please visit jessicazimmerman.com. I'll see you next week for our next leg of the journey.